Time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline. Getting around the Bay is going to cost even more come the new year, with rate hikes going into effect on public transit and bridge tolls. Phil, let's go over some of the increases.
Oh boy! Well, let's start off with a happy note there, Rebecca. You're right. What we've got is the bridge tolls are going up on the state bridges. They're going up 50 cents. They're going to go up to $8.50. That's, you know, all the Bay bridges except for the Golden Gate, which is actually a buck more right now. Now, it's interesting. You go, why? Why the increase? Well, you know, over the years, we've seen a steady increase. Some of it has been voted in with the money going to, let's say, retrofit the bridges after the big earthquake we had. Other increases have gone to other transit agencies like BART and Muni and places like that. Others have gone to road improvements all around the Bay Area. It was seen as a source of funding. Raise the toll, get some more money. Now it comes around and they say, well, we actually need to raise the toll in order to maintain the bridges that are making all the money. So now we're going around and doing what you usually do when you raise tolls, which is take care of the bridges. It's not going to be comfortable, but that's the way it goes. Like I said, it's always politically sort of a tricky one. But the bottom line is that, you know, overall, the whole Bay Area, people that cross the bridges aren't that big. They're about 10% of the commute. And that means that 90% of the people out there don't pay the toll, so they vote for them. That's one. Another reason why it's going up 50 cents is because now they can. It's all electronic tolling, if you've noticed. You know what, sitting around waiting for change or anything like that. It used to be they had to wait till raise it a buck. Now they can do it in increments of 25 cents or 50 cents. Meanwhile, BART's going up as well. It's going up 6%. That means the average ride's going to cost you 30 cents more, but that's just a start because they're also going to raise the rates at a lot of the parking lots too, at least the popular ones. You know, and the reason is that they say that they are facing a financial crunch too. So we're going to see raises there as well.
So a point that I want to raise is when they initially opened, both the Golden Gate and the Bay Bridge mm-hmm. were supposed to be free after the construction costs were paid off. So I want to ask you, what happened? How did we get to where we are now?
Well, what we do is we pay off while we were paying off the construction costs, we started doing other things like improving the bridges or changing them. That costs money as well. But a lot of the changes and the Golden Gate and such went in because we got this philosophy that said, one of the side benefits of having mass transit was that it put less cars on the bridges. Okay. So what we started doing was taking money from bridge tolls or adding to bridge tolls in order to subsidize the buses and BART with the Golden Gate Bridge transit too, and ferry service, with the idea that the more people that go on mass transit, the less the backup on the bridges. So we kept doing this trade-off, and the tolls just kept going up and up and up, and now we're going back and raising the tolls in order to maintain those bridges, which was the idea at the beginning.
So now I have a question regarding the BART fare increases. So this is supposed to help pay for BART, but what's going to happen if it dissuades people from using BART and possibly backfires?
Well, that's always been a question about whether BART was going to push it too much and people were going to stop using it. Unfortunately, they really stopped using it during the pandemic and they haven't come back. What's the fallback on this? I'll tell you. Not only are they going to be raising fares, and not only are they going to be raising parking, like you said, but they're also going to be hope to go to the voters in November with a ballot initiative to raise taxes in five of the Bay Area counties in order to keep BART going as well. So we're not only going to be paying more in tolls, there's a good chance we're going to be paying more in taxes before the year is out. Great way to start the year. That's probably the way we're going to end it, because there's one thing we know. It always goes up and it never goes down.
That was going to be my next question, whether it's ever going to go down real quick. Do you think it will?
Well, I tell you, tolls and taxes are the only thing I know that defies gravity. They go up and they never come down.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil. Phil will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning.